Joyful Manifestation is being broadcast live on iHeart, iTunes, and many, many other stations.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. I hope you've been having a great week, and I hope everything's been going well for you, because that's the purpose of this show, and that is to have life go really well for you. Thus, life matters. And if life rocks, then that's amazing, isn't it? To actually have everything go well, to actually have everything go your way, and to have all your wishes and desires fulfilled, to have it all happen for you in a very nice way, in a very smooth way. And so when you notice other people, and if you do notice other people, and if their lives are not going so well, and if things are not happening the way they want to happen, well, you know, it's not your fault. That's how their life is. So observing other people's lives, and if it's not going so well, then try to understand that, okay, this has nothing to do with me. I'm in my joyful manifestation bubble, and my life is going to go well, and in fact, it is going well. So this is something that people who follow the joyful manifestation process, they would know that, okay, so my life matters, and the way my life happens, the way my life happens matters, the way I want to do it matters, because I have control over my life, not someone else. So even in you doing your life really, really well and getting the results that you want, getting the outcomes that you want, you have to know that this is because my karma is good. My life vibrations are good. My energy is good. My aura is good. My aura is containing good stuff, like really, really good stuff, joyful stuff. And so then it attracts more joy, and reasons for that joy also. It's not when people take drugs or drink alcohol and they feel some kind of joy, correct? Chemical dependent joy. That's not the joy we're talking about. We're talking about the joy that comes from having a really great aura, a really great energy system inside you and around you in your mental body. It's a joy that is created from you, from within you. It's a joy that happens because your life karma is so good, your joyful manifestation powers are so good that you attract situations and events to you that are absolutely joyful. And not because it is chemically dependent. You don't need to have anything that's not good for you, that's not good for your health, right? You don't need to do any one of these things to feel joy, because you just feel joy because joy exists inside you and in your aura, and it really doesn't matter what anybody else is going through, and we're talking about the world over here, correct? So it really doesn't matter if there is a war going on in XYZ country. It doesn't matter if there is so-called poverty in XYZ country. Nothing matters. What matters is that you're fine. And that's what people who are life coaches, even people who are in various fields that support individuals. Example, people who are teaching you, say, meditation or yoga, right? There is a difference between people who are there to support you as an individual and people who are basically trying to change society as such. The whole country needs to be doing yoga. The whole country needs to be doing meditation because it reduces crime rate, etc., etc. So there are people who are concerned on a very social level, and there are people who are concerned on an individual level. And it's always better to choose people who are concerned about you on an individual level. Many people have seen through centuries that, you know, different eras, different time frames and zones where people have been concerned about the country as a whole, right? And then there are people who are concerned about the whole world. Well, guess what? What matters is not the country and it's not the whole world. What matters is you. You're that starfish that we want to help. We're not concerned about the whole ocean. We're concerned about this individual star fish. Did I say starship or did I say starfish? Well, I meant starfish in case I said starship. But knowing that, oh my God, someone's concerned about me as an individual and I matter. I matter. And to know that you matter is so important. You matter. You do matter. And we're here for you, the individual. The individual starfish. You know that little story, right? And I may not say this accurately, so please forgive me. I just say it from memory. The story about, I think it's a father and son hanging out on the beach. And I think a starfish was washed ashore or something like that on the beach. And this little boy saves the starfish, maybe goes to great effort to save it, put it back into the water. And I think the adult in question, maybe the father, he says, okay, there are so many starfishes here. Why are you taking so much trouble over this particular starfish? And I think the little boy said, because this starfish matters. It's important to him. So for me, you are important. Not the whole world. We simply don't care. We are concerned about you, the starfish. And it matters to this little starfish, correct? And to know that, oh my God, I matter. And I'm saying it as an affirmation. If you see my voice, sometimes it changes. And then I go into affirmation tone. You know how metaphysical teachers and life coaches and energy healers, they go into this particular voice when they say affirmations and they declare affirmations and they say, I matter. And try that. Try to have a separate voice for affirmations. Copy these teachers, emulate them, and you will see that it makes a difference when you suddenly go into this affirmation tone and you say, I matter. It is so important because you're making a declaration to the universe that you matter. And you know what? When you say that you matter, the universe listens. The universe listens. The universe is at your command, ready to listen to you, ready to follow your commands, ready to fulfill your desires and wishes. And when the teachings of Abraham came out, you know, the law of attraction, Abraham. And when the teachings of The Secret, the movie, and the book and the movie, they all came out, the whole purpose was what? To help people understand how important they are. To go from the whole world and what happens in the world. You know how people are always concerned about World War I, World War II, Well, 3, 4, 5, and we are canceling all those possibilities right now. Cancel, cancel. But everybody's concerned about the world, right? And what about the starfish? What about that individual? Who's going to be concerned about that person? And so we had the law of attraction teachings and the secret, and there were some other amazing books that came out. I think over the last, what is it, 20, 25 years period, so many amazing books came out, and they're all designed to help the individual, not the whole world. The writers, the authors of those books were not concerned about the world. They were concerned about the individual and about the individual creating his or her life in a way that is helpful to the individual. And anyway, these teachers all maintained that this world is full of possibilities and we get to choose what possibility we want to experience. So if you think about yourself as a machine that wants to experience life, then this machine has to choose its experiences. Like, what is it that I desire to experience? And then it chooses its experiences and then brings it or attracts that experience to itself. So, what is this experience that people want? Most common experiences are good family life, money, love. Of course, health is always there, but you're not going into the subject of health. This is not a medically oriented show. We will leave that to you to take care of, but if you follow the joyful manifestation teachings, everything's going to be fine, correct? But we're talking about money and we're talking about love, and that is what this show is supporting or is going to talk about. And that's money and love. And your experiences so far as money and love is concerned. In money, we would say that somebody would want to make more and more money and to have a rich life. And then where love is concerned, we would say somebody wants to experience their soulmate in the best way possible. And of course, people can say, oh, if it's money, then you do understand that money doesn't bring happiness, it's the root of all evil. Having a lot of money does not mean that you're going to be happy. Who cares? Right? If I'm in a five-star hotel and I'm enjoying the room, my body is comfortable, my mind is comfortable. I don't have to deal with discomforts. So we're not talking here about does money bring us true fulfillment and happiness and contentment? We're not going into philosophy and trying to convince people that your inner happiness depends upon you and nothing else around you. Oh, but let's do one thing. Let's go into the section or segment of money and then talk about it. So we will take a couple of minutes break, listen to some music, and come back soon for the money manifestation segment, work and career. So we're going on a short break, listening to some music and coming back soon. So hold on tight.
Money, 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 money
took on the ire for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We're in the money manifestation now, work and career. The whole thing about money is about collecting. Collecting money. Collecting dollars, collecting pounds, collecting any currency that you want to collect. And having more and more of that. Just keep on increasing the money in your bank. So it keeps increasing, increasing, increasing. And you make more and more. And as you make more and more, you get more and more. Because the law of attraction is always working. And like attracts like. More and more comes to you because of already having. And if one does not have, then one pretends that one has. And if you do read up on the law of attraction, you will know that there are ways that we can pretend to have, even before we have. There are tricks, there are methods where we feel as if we have money and then we create the vibration and feelings of it. It fills up our aura. Oh, we have money, we have money, we have money. And then more is attracted by virtue of the law of attraction, which is always working. So knowing that you have money and pretending that you have money, if you don't have money, then you pretend that you have money. And so that is important. So either you have money or you pretend that you have money. And you create the feelings and vibrations of having money rather than not having them. Which is why it's very important that when you're paying your bills, you're not feeling struggle. But rather you are feeling flow. Because look at it this way. These bills enable... Why are these bills there? The bills are there because we're using some product. And because we're using these products, the bills are generated and they come to us and then we have to pay them. So it's not that the bill is just coming by itself out of nowhere. It's because of a product that's being used, that's being consumed. So that product is a result of money. If we buy a sofa, then that sofa, maybe the sofa costs $2,000, right? Couch, sofa. And maybe it costs $2,000, and then we get a bill for $2,000 that we need to pay so that we can take delivery of the sofa. And whether someone buys it in installments or they buy it outright, the fact is, when you do have that sofa in your house, in your home, look at that sofa as the result of money being paid for it. So the sofa basically is just money vibrating as a sofa. So all of these things that you buy and that you use, whether it's you rent a home, whether you buy a home, electricity that you have to pay for, internet, gas, blah, 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 everything. Everything is actually money vibrating as that thing that you're enjoying. So don't get upset that you're paying those bills. No, those bills are the result of things that we have purchased, that we want to buy, that we want to use, that we want to enjoy. And so from this, you look at your purchasing ability as getting stronger and stronger, and then you own more and more. And so when you look at your bills, don't look at, oh my God, I have to pay this bill. No, it's, oh my God, I'm enjoying the product that resulted in this bill. And then proudly pay for it. change it to pride, because you know what? Your pride in your product, rather than the struggle about paying the bill, is what is going to affect your money karma. So when you experience struggle on paying a bill, that's negative vibration. Oh my God, I have to pay for this? That's negative vibration, right? It's your mind thinking negative things about bills, about spending money. And you know, there are many people in this world who do this. I would say almost everybody, correct? Everybody feels negative when it comes to paying bills, correct? But then what about the product that's being used? What about the product that we got as a result of that bill that comes to us? So you're being billed for something that you're being used. But if you switch your perspective, you would rather focus on the product that you received and your purchasing ability that allowed you to buy that product. So you haven't lost money. You actually got a product as a result of paying up that money. And then you should feel pride and happiness and joy even about having that product. Oh my God, I got this as a result of paying for it, which means I am joyful because my purchasing ability is amazing. And then you can always convert it into an affirmation and say, I have amazing purchasing power. I have amazing purchasing power. I am able to buy whatever it is that I wish to buy. I am able to buy whatever it is that I wish to buy. And you turn your voice, you make it an affirmation sounding voice, and you have your own affirmation in your own mind. And guess what you're doing? You are affirming your power. You are affirming your success. You are affirming your life. And as you do this, you become that. You actually become that. Your beingness changes. Your energy body changes. You just become this person who's able to buy anything. Your purchasing power starts to peak. And then you're able to buy more and more and more and more. And let's talk about this. You know how people say, oh my God, if you keep buying a lot, like a lot of shoes and a lot of clothes and a lot of this, and how are you going to store it? Your wardrobes are going to be full. You're not going to be able to store it. Okay, then think about buying a new home, a bigger one, with more closets, space, right? With more closets, space, with more rooms. And so you're expanding your world. Now, we can either look at it this way, that we're buying more and more. We're basically being materialistic. Okay, I know that, correct? But this is a money manifestation show. I'm not teaching you how to save. I'm not teaching you how not to use up the material resources of this world. We're not going to that because as far as we're concerned, there is only abundance. So we're not going into the whole wastage, using up things, and there won't be enough for everybody. We're not going to that. We're not going into everything running out, all the material resources running out because of our highly materialistic, consumption-oriented lifestyle. We're just saying to build up your purchasing power. And so if you feel that your wardrobe can no longer store the 100 shoes that you're buying, then start to think automatically about the next level home that you need. Okay, so if I continue buying so many shoes, I'm going to be needing more wardrobes, more storage space. I need a bigger home. And you know something? People who expand in their business also think this way. They simply run out of what to do. So let's see, the person who started the first McDonald's, right? And the first shop. Finished the construction of the shop, finished stocking it, finished running it. It's now making profits. And now they have nothing more to do that is creative other than just maintaining what they started to create. And so they expand. They buy up another store, they buy up another property, they have it constructed, they have it stocked. They have that new store, the second one, running well, making profits. And once that's done, they move on to the third store, and so on and so forth. They are not limiting themselves to that one store. And they're not listening to the teachings of the people who say that, oh no, you're buying up too much. No, they're just expanding. Because that's their job, that's to expand. They keep expanding and stocking and running it and making profits. And then they expand again. So this is a way of thinking where even where shoes are concerned and clothes are concerned, oh my God, my wardrobe is bursting at the seams, right? And then think of a new home. Maybe I need to move into a bigger home with more wardrobe space. And so then you go out of the minimalistic thinking and you go into expansion and expansion and expansion, and then you realize you're breaking down all of those things that people talk about, owning too much, possessing too much. And then, oh, you're running out of wardrobe space. All the practical thinking, right? You know how people think practically all the time? You're going to run out of your parking lot space. You're going to run out of your wardrobe space. You're going to run out of your bedroom space. You're going to run out of your kitchen space. You're going to run out of your refrigerator space. Correct? You've seen those people. You've heard those people. It's all over the TV, all of the serials, the soap operas. We're running out of space. You're running out of space. No, I'm going to buy another home. Thank you very much. A bigger one. Maybe another, just another home where I'm going to store things and stock things. Oh, but you're not being practical. So we tell those practical people, or maybe we don't want to tell them, we just think about it for ourselves, that, you know what? I'm done being practical. I'm done. After all, what is practicality based on? The fact that there is a limited source. And so we go out of the practical mode and we go into the money manifestation mode. And try this. Flex your money manifestation muscles, mental muscles, physical muscles. Flex them, build them, become a creator, become an expander. Earn more and more, create more and more, expand, expand, expand. Now, the only thing is where you just need to see that your mind is not ruled by all the practical quotes that people have floating all around. And how you buy your next home and how you expand is something that you can plan, or you just manifest it. Because see, as long as you're in a practical mode, then you're still going to have obstacles come your way. Because this thought comes up and that, oh, I don't have enough money. Cancel, cancel. Oh, I won't be able to do it. Cancel, cancel. Negative affirmations. And if you say, oh my God, Sugandhi Iyer is completely talking weird stuff. Well, instead of saying, I don't have enough money to buy a new home, you just think, I will have enough money to buy a new home. So some people may be able to say, I have enough money to buy a new home. Some people may be able to say, I have enough money to buy several new homes. Some people may be able to say, I have enough money to buy another new home and maybe more later. So if these affirmations, you choose which one sounds more real to you. So because you're not trying to make you say something that you have absolutely no belief in, correct? So a little bit of belief is good, at least. And for those who don't believe at all, you can at least say, I will have enough money to buy a new home when the time comes. See? Is this so completely unreachable in terms of thoughts that you could even think, I will have enough money to buy a new home? And if you want to be even more practical about it, you can say when the time comes. You can add that on, you can tag it on. And so then what happens is that even for the most non-believing people, right, who don't believe in their abilities at all, you could at least try this one. I will have enough money to buy a new home when the time comes. Now, this might fit into your belief system. And once you are able to feel the truth of it, like, you know what? It's true. Maybe I will have enough money to buy a new home when the time comes. Maybe I will have enough money to buy a new home when the time comes. And then you expand your belief system to include this. And for the people who are more confident, we say, I have enough money to buy a new home. And for the people who are more confident, we will say, I have enough money to buy several new homes. And so this is how you do it. Just try to get into your affirmation voice, the one that goes, I have enough money to buy a new home. I have enough money to buy several new homes. So you get into your affirmation voice, correct? And then you're like, you sound like a teacher, metaphysical manifestation teacher and coach. I have enough money to buy a new home. It makes a difference. You feel good when you do this because your affirmation comes out all professional. But whatever it is, whatever way that you say it, the main thing is that your energy system, your mind should have at least some belief in it. Otherwise, it's just a standalone affirmation because when you flood an affirmation with feelings, it gets more power. You know about feelings, right? The power of emotions. So when you flood a sentence, a statement with some feeling, and you believe it, even partially believe it, even a light feeling, maybe it's happiness that you feel, maybe it's joy, maybe it's borderline happiness and joy. Maybe it's compassion, whatever it is, even if you want to go into, I think, and remember I said we can do the I will have enough money. Maybe you can say, I think I may have enough money to buy a new home when the time comes. Does this at least sound okay to you? And if it sounds okay and not completely random and out of the sky, Then we can go with this one. I think I will have enough money to buy a new home when the time comes. So we're working with your belief system and what you're able to do. And when you get stronger at this, you can say, I will have enough money. And then you can say, I have enough money when the time comes. No, I have enough money to buy a new home when the time comes. Or I have enough money to buy a new home even now. But we are stepping into soulmate manifestation now, love and sex. And so we're taking a couple of minutes break, listening to some music, and coming back soon. So hold on tight.
I'm a lady.
Joyful manifestation, love and sex. Love. Joyful manifestation, love.
On the air for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We're into soulmate manifestation, love and sex. And we have around 10 minutes, I think, left for this segment. And so what we can do is we can borrow or bring forward some of the energy that we created with money manifestation into soulmate manifestation. So there is a continuity because we have 10 minutes and we can always just bring in some of the energy that we already created. And so if we go into soulmate manifestation, which is love, then we can apply some of the principles that we already, some of the things that we already spoke about in the money manifestation segment. And we can say, I will have my soulmate with me soon. So we're bringing in the affirmations directly, and we're going into explaining how you can change your mind about your love situation, because you are the observer of your life and only you count. Nobody else counts here. Maybe I do. Maybe God does. Yeah, so God counts, of course. And we're saying, you are the observer of your life. So what you observe matters. And not what anybody else observes. So all the love stories that you have seen, all the movies, all the books that you've read, all the romantic books, historical romances, current day romances, ultimately what they tell you and what your friends tell you and what society tells you does not matter, since you are the observer and only you matter. So while observing your soulmate situation, if you feel that you don't have your soulmate with you, then we will say, for the more confident people, we will say an affirmation: I have my soulmate with me. I have my soulmate with me. I enjoy my soulmate every day. I enjoy my soulmate every day. He is with me right now. He is with me right now. Male or female, the people who are listening here can turn this to their own affirmation. Okay, so let's say it for the men. I have my soulmate with me. I have my soulmate with me. I enjoy her every day. I enjoy her every day. She is with me every day. She is with me every day. And for the people who are in same-sex relationships, you change that accordingly to you. You can use any one of these, correct? Depending on which category of or gender that you're interested in. But for the people who are not so confident, you could borrow from the money manifestation section and say, I will have my soulmate someday. I will have my soulmate someday. She will be with me someday. She will be with me someday. Then you can say, for those people who are even less confident, you can say, I think I may have my soulmate someday. I think I may have my soulmate someday. She may be with me someday. She may be with me someday. So depending on how confident you are, you could go for any one of these affirmations and flex your manifestation muscles. And remember, all of these affirmations will work for you because, okay, let me say, I guarantee that these affirmations will work for you. Why? Because you are the observer of your life. You matter. You command the universe. Everything happens from your perspective. No one else matters. Here. Only you matter. You get to enjoy your life. You get to make your statements. You get to see the power of your statements. So I guarantee that these affirmations will work. I guarantee that. The universe guarantees it for you. And the universe is saying, step forward, my child. Step forward and make your life happen. Because this life that you're talking about, we're talking of lifestyle, really. And by lifestyle, we mean houses, boats, cars, soulmates, holidays, all of this stuff. So we will use the word lifestyle. Your lifestyle matters to the universe. How you live matters, your lifestyle. And so if you want to affirm your way to success and glory, feel free to do that. Because only you matter and nobody else does. You get to flex your manifestation muscles. And you know, when I work with my clients, and for those people who want private coaching and who want to have me work with them personally, one-on-one, do text me on 702-798-0670. Text me. And you will find that we can work together on this, or read the book Joyful Manifestation, probably do both. And you will see that you can create your life the way you want. You can be who you've always dreamed you want to be. You can have the kind of love that you've always wanted. It's just a case of changing your perspective and being the observer of your life. And we will work with it every week. So next week, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we are going to have the Good Fortune Show, which is a sister show to the Joyful Manifestation Show, and I will be hosting it. So please do come join us Friday, next Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we will have the Good Fortune Show. But until then, we're signing off for the Joyful Manifestation Show today. We're wishing you a wonderful week ahead and a wonderful rest of the day. So keep on rocking. This is Sugandhi Iyer signing off.
The Joyful Manifestation Show is now broadcasting live on over 100 digital stations. These stations include 24 foreign stations in over 13 countries and social media websites, which include Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. You can hear us live on iTunes, Spreaker, LA Radio FM, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, AHA Radio, and more. And you can always catch the podcast for the Joyful Manifestation Show on iHeartRadio, among others. Joyful Manifestation Show is heard all over the world and will take you where you want to go.